A Peppermint Christmas. One Christmas so very long ago, I was an exceptionally bad boy. The night before Christmas, the tree was bare, and there was nothing underneath it. As for myself, I was so tuckered out from cleaning, shoveling, baking cookies, Christmas Eve vespers, and all the other preparations, that I didn't put up a fight when my parents sent me to bed. Like many children do on Christmas morning, I woke up early, before my parents, before Pappy and Grammy, and before my brat of a little sister. I slowly climbed down the stairs on all fours, so that I wouldn't make the three steps in the middle of the staircase squeak and wake up the rest of my family. And there it was. The tree so bright and decorated, just as I dreamt for a whole year how it would be. Festooned with lights, glitter, garland, baubles, and the pickle, of course. But what made my eyes really pop was that every frond of the Christmas tree was tipped with a small peppermint candy cane. I love peppermint. No, you don't understand. You can keep your spearmint, your wintergreen, and your teaberry. Give me peppermint. I love peppermint. A little boy like me, my eyes were all awonder with the dozens of presents circling the base of the tree. I just couldn't wait any longer. I so wanted to open my presents. But there was that elf on the shelf, looking at me with his all-knowing smirk. You may think the elf on the shelf is a modern Christmas thing. You couldn't be more wrong. What's old is new again. All those years ago, we had an elf that watched me and little sis from the mantelpiece ever since that one Christmas when Mom got a Whitman's Sampler Deluxe. It came with its very own elf, and every December afterwards, that elf magically returned to make sure us children behaved. Well, I snatched down that elf from the mantelpiece, scratched off its mouth and eyes, took a black crayon and scribbled in new eyes and a mouth drawn into a rictus of fear. I hooked the elf's arms over one of the pine tree's fronds. He looked like little Timmy just before he fell down the well and Lassie had to rescue him. I had to remove a peppermint candy cane to make room for the elf as he hung from his precarious perch, so I ate the evidence. Best peppermint I ever tasted. Well, with my elfin conscience no longer bugging me, I dove right into the presents begging to be opened. All sorts of different color wrappings, and all those shiny ribbons. But no tags from Santa explaining whose gifts are whose. How are we supposed to know who's supposed to get them? Well, of course, at that age it was easy for a little boy on Christmas Day to deduce that all these presents must be for me. So I chose the biggest one. No, let's start with the one in the middle. I grabbed a middle-sized box and tore it open. I couldn't wait to see what was inside. And behold, it's a pair of pants. I stood up and held them against my legs. This isn't right. They're much too big for me. These are Dad's. Oops. Oh well, the next present has to be for me. I crunched on a second candy cane while I thought which one to try next. I grabbed a small box. Don't want to be greedy. And I tore it open, and inside was jewelry. These were Mom's. I had to be more careful. I consoled myself with another candy cane. Peppermint. I chose the box that was just the right size for the model car I asked Santa for. It was tied with a pink ribbon, but that didn't bother me none. The ribbon was sent flying to the left, and wrapping paper went flying to the right. I just couldn't wait to find out that I got a Barbie doll. This obviously was my stinky sister's. I ate another candy cane as a consolation prize. There has to be something here for me. I tried another box, a thin flat box. Maybe this'll be the LP of my favorite band. Only to find out it was a hex sign. This was obviously for Pappy. Now one thing you have to know about Pappy. He is what we Pennsylvania Dutch call a powwow doctor. People from all over the neighborhood always came to him. If he had an illness that the regular doctor couldn't figure out, Pappy had a potion that would set you right in a jiffy. If somebody put the evil eye on you, Pappy could hex it away lickety-split. If you can imagine what Santa Claus looks like, Pappy was the spitting image of Saint Nick, except he was all in black. Black hair, black bushy beard, dressed in black from his neck down to his shoes. I was sucking on my fifth peppermint candy cane when I heard the stairs creak. All the noise and fuss I made unwrapping everybody's presents and crunching on candy canes woke up the family. Down the stairs they clomped, and I was caught red-handed. Oh, sure, they were angry. Mom had a sad, disappointed face. Dad threatened to paddle me, and little Sis cried her eyes out. But Pappy did the most curious thing. He grabbed the hex sign from my hands, tapped the center of it 3 times with his knuckle, pointed his finger at me, and said something in Pennsylvania Dutch. To this day, I'm not sure what it was, he said. I was sweating bullets, but fortunately, it was Christmas, after all. Family is family, and all was forgiven. I got most of the toys I asked Santa for, and that was good enough, especially since I escaped the paddling I so richly deserved. After the presents were opened, and everybody had their morning cocoa, we set about the task of making Christmas dinner. The turkey had defrosted in the sink overnight, and everybody pitched in to fix everything else. Sweet potatoes, potatoes, chow chow, and of course, Grammy stuffing. Now there's one thing you must understand about Grammy stuffing. I love Grammy stuffing, even more than peppermint. It didn't have anything particularly special in it. Bread, raw eggs, celery, salt and pepper. But somehow Grammy stuffing was so good, we always doubled the recipe, because half of it never made it to the oven. Of course, this was back in the good old days when you didn't have to worry about salmonella in eggs. Once the stuffing was mixed, out of the corner of my eye, I spotted Pappy do something weird. He tapped the center of his left palm with his right knuckle 3 times, and then pointed at me again, muttering his Pennsylvania Dutch. I stole a handful of stuffing from the mixing bowl, but I only managed to swallow a few mouthfuls before I realized it had no taste. It was like chewing Elmer's glue all. Blech! I complained to Grammy, and she said maybe I was coming down with a cold, though I didn't feel the tiniest bit sick. Dad declared, "Everybody out of my kitchen!" And I went back into the living room to play with my toys until dinner was ready. We all sat down to a wonderful feast that smelled delicious and looked like a second Thanksgiving. I filled my plate to overflowing and tore into it like a starving tiger. But after a few bites, my face puckered into a frown. Everything tasted like peppermint. I took a swig of water and swished it about like mouthwash. I tried eating some more, but everything still tasted like peppermint. I glanced at Pappy, and he replied with an impish grin, a knowing wink, and his index finger pointing at me as if to say, "I told you so." It's been several years now since Grammy and Pappy passed away. But to this day, every year, Christmas dinner tastes like peppermint. I still love Christmas, but now I hate peppermint. Thanks a lot, Pappy.